Brahma Nirvana Day on May 12, 1991, the 41st anniversary of the Maharishi's passing away, was observed at the New York City Arunachala Ashrama. Geeta Bhatt senses this heartwarming report of the day's activities. The auspicious Sunday dawned with clear skies and summer-like temperatures. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, Marco Martin, Eric Ford, or the Kukuvitis Kanakamma and her family from Philadelphia gathered for the morning Veda Parayana in the shrine room. Recitation of the Vedas was followed by the chanting of Sri Lalita Sahasranama Stotram. The presence of Kanakamma, a long-time resident of Sri Ramanashramam, Tiruvannamalai, whose visit to the USA and a weekend visit to New York City coincided with the celebrations, added a special fervor to this solemn day. After the Veda Parayana, Kanakamma offered a recitation of the Nine Gems, a Tamil composition by Sri Bhagavan. The morning puja concluded with everyone joining Kanakamma in the recitation of Akshadamanamalai, the marital garland of letters. The meditative celebration that began at 4:30 a.m. continued throughout the day under the benign grace of Sri Bhagavan at 9 a.m. when Kanakamma and her party were about to leave. Chaya Thevan, a devotee visiting from New Delhi, the contributor's sister, persuaded Kanakamma to stay and offer the devotees a few of her precious memories of Sri Bhagavan, in whose presence she had sat for many years. Kanakamma not only began to recount her days with Sri Bhagavan, she also vividly reenacted some wonderful incidents. See the Maharishi's voice recorded. Professor S. Raman translated her talk from Tamil, and what we could not follow from the translation was easily understood by her vivid expressions and gestures reminiscent of Sri Bhagavan's movements and mannerism. We were all transported to the old hall and the living presence of the Master. Her stories evoked so much of the spiritual energy from Sri Ramanashramam that we were all fixed to our seats in a meditative mood for the next 2.5 hours. Silently, we sat listening to a recording of the Sri Chakra Puja taped in the Matribhudeshwara temple at Sri Ramanashramam. This was followed by the singing of the Arunachala Ashrama's daily recitation. Then, Sri Ramanlal Bhatt, who had the privilege of living in Sri Ramanashramam on a few occasions in the early days, recollected his first meeting with Sri Bhagavan. He commented on how one powerful look from the Master silenced all the questions that he had so meticulously prepared and written down. While most of us sat in the shrine room, Hina Singh, Bhagavadji's daughter-in-law, lovingly prepared a feast for the devotees. She later served it in the same spirit to all those gathered. Some devotees had to leave in the afternoon, although the celebrations and the devotional fervor continued with the arrival of Sri Babubai and Bhanumati Parekh, Raju and Swaroop, the two sons, along with other relatives. The Parekh family sang bhajans and Bhagavadji recited from Tulsidas Ramayana. The mood at the end of the day was one of deep peace and delightful joy. Sri Bhagavan showered his grace in abundance. We all departed the ashrama at different times of the afternoon or evening. Margot Martin and Bhagavadji bid goodbyes to each one of us with warmth and the mutual understanding. But for the devotees of Bhagavan, there are no goodbyes or hellos. There is no end to the celebration of Bhagavan's presence in our midst.